We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alrighty, I'm ready.
Enjoy your last look at my ass, because I'm going to party it off.
You've really got to wait with words.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, but I like the way you say it.
You smoke pot?
Actually, I've never smoked pot in my life.
Oh, well, you need to start smoking
pot. I had a pot gummy bear the other day. I think we can all agree a gummy bear shouldn't be able to steal your soul. When you eat it, it lets you talk to dolphins.
Yes, today it's 420.
Have we gotten all the 420 jokes out of our system?
Probably not, because I know that Tim's got some more 420 info.
You do?
Well, there's a lot of crossover with food stuffs in this holiday.
There really is.
I'll be covering it, letting people know what's happening.
Is Taco Bell doing a special fourth meal?
Not that I've come across yet, but I'm sure they got something.
He's going to dive in and do some research. Hi, Sue Thomas.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
It's good to have you with us this morning.
Thank you. I always like coming over here.
We won't tell the other side.
Oh, no.
No, I just mean to visit. Say hello.
We know what you mean, Sue.
Yes, thank you for that. Please, thank you.
So Tim will have some food stuff. There's also, snack foods that are underrated.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And my all-time favorite is number one.
Your all-time favorite is number one.
I don't disagree with that.
It's my favorite.
Yeah, it is.
Solid. Okay.
And it's a lot of things that you're like, oh, I forgot about those. Yeah, those are really good.
Yeah. Speaking of food, and Sue, who is an amazing baker, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Do you have Netflix?
I do.
Have you watched the new season of Chef's Table?
No, I haven't. I've not caught up. I'm halfway through the last season.
You just need to skip to the latest season.
Shock to me.
It's all about pastries and baking.
Ah! sad that my life has come to this, but yay!
I started watching one about gelato in Sicily, and then yesterday I watched the owner of Milk Bar in Brooklyn and her whole story, which is fascinating.
Oh, I'm going to love this. Jen, thank you.
Yeah. Some people would say I'm torturing myself, but I feel like if I can't eat it, I can watch it.
Yeah, I think that's torture.
That is torture, right?
Yes.
Speaking of torture, you two sent some cupcakes because they're coming to town soon. And
2 weeks, right, from today?
It's May. It's the 4th or the 5th?
Yeah, that must be
the
4th.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to take a picture of you with the cupcakes that you You two didn't get the memo that Jen is gluten-free now.
So rude, Tim. Yeah. We do have a lot on the show today besides what we just mentioned. A big drawing in Steelville, Illinois for another Queen of Hearts jackpot.
No. Mm.
We will talk about that. Was there a winner? Yes.
wow, way to keep them on the back of their seats.
But you don't know how much.
No.
Record Store Day is this weekend.
Yeah, I'm excited for that tomorrow.
We'll also do our brand new segment, Minus Lance, who is the voice of the segment, but Tim's going to fill in.
I'm going to do my best.
Looking for love in the Lou, we found some great profiles of single men in St. Louis. Hopefully they're not married and a wife is listening and thinks it's her husband.
Yeah.
It may have happened last week.
She was very upset.
Yeah, it was not good. I tried to convince her. No, it's not him. Also today, 7:40, Schmig Schmackdown. The prize, Kevin?
Camila Cabello tickets next Tuesday night.
Camila.
Camila. You know what it is?
It's the double L.
It's the Cabello, I want to say Camila Cabello.
You hit the first L's, but not the second L's.
Right,
that's
and I want to say Camila Cabello.
Nope.
Camila Cabello.
Where?
At the pageant.
Sold out.
Sold out show. Woo. Next Tuesday night.
All right, that's 7:40 this morning.
It's sewed out. You don't pronounce that L either.
We use it and showed her. Don't forget about that one.
A great day today. Sunny, 64, 44 now downtown. Already some busy spots. I see 270s, a little congested because why not? It's 270.
Exactly.
But Sue has the latest now on the roads.
That's exactly right. Northbound 270, we already have some volume.
198, waking up with Courtney and Company at 5:59. It's 44 downtown, but if you felt warm in the sun tomorrow or yesterday, Just wait. Sun and 64 today.
All right. So there's a king of Swaziland, and he just announced that he's changing the name because he's sick of people confusing it with Switzerland.
Who has ever confused Swaziland in Africa with Switzerland?
I mean, that's a lot of power. Just saying.
I'm going to change.
Well, I'm changing the name without going through any.
Well, he is the king.
When you're the king, that's kind of exactly what that means.
But I don't think the king, if there were a king of England, could do that, is what I'm saying.
Maybe.
That's different.
I see.
Right.
You say king.
Well, but I think this guy's a real king.
There's no parliament.
Yeah, they don't have any power over there.
He's one of the only absolute monarchs that is left in the world. You know why they did? They changed the name. The name, by the way, is spelled with starts with a lowercase letter.
Really?
Eswatini. So it's E.
That's the new name?
Yes, Eswatini. It means land of Swazis.
Oh, man.
He just announced it. You know, he didn't want to do one of those contests or like help us name the country.
Yeah, it was going to be Swazi Mix. Totally. Swazi McSwaz face.
And he's the king.
Yeah.
He's not opening up. You give those people an inch, they'll take a mile. Mm-hmm. They'll be wanting to vote on important things, too.
Here's Sue with a look at your traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Credit Karma, and it's not too bad on the roadway.
Rachel Platten, who kind of screwed up the national anthem last week, but we're not going to talk about it.
There's certain people that we jump on, but she doesn't deserve it.
Well, she forgot the lyric she started, "Oh Say Can You See," by the Dawn's Early Light, and then she paused, and then she started over again. Luckily, I don't think there was any music backing her.
Listen, Irene Cara did it in Flashdance. I think Rachel Platten can do it.
Tomorrow is Husband Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Look at Tim's excited.
I don't know why.
For Kevin, time. That's every... No, that's not every day.
No, it's not. Oh, yeah.
But this... So, I don't know. After you read this survey of women talking about their husbands... I don't know that it's Husband Appreciation Day tomorrow. It's really sad.
What, the stuff that women appreciate about
their
husband? They ask
things like, I can be myself around my husband. 62% of women said yes.
Only 62%?
62?
That's terrible.
Like, what are you doing?
I think that there's a lot of people that aren't completely themselves that are in a relationship, and I think it's sad.
I do too. That's like that's the key factor to make it work. If you can be yourself and your significant other can accept you for who you are.
Scars and all.
Yes.
Every bad habit you have, that's who you are.
Right.
Yes.
What do you think, Tim?
I agree, guys.
What do you want to say?
Husbands. No, I don't know. Keep going. Tell me more
worse.
About this list.
61% say he makes me laugh.
Oh.
I know.
Laughing is... Two important factors there.
Wait, 56% say he's smart.
Well,
52% say
I think that's high, by the way.
52% say he's supportive and he's a good dad.
Whoa.
42% say he's sexy.
Okay.
That seems low.
33% say he does the dishes.
Oh, hey, now, that's like the biggest thing. That's my job.
You've said four things are the biggest thing at this point. Well. You've got, is it being yourself? Is it making someone laugh? Or is it doing dishes,
Kevin?
Do you make
Sarah laugh?
I think I do. if I take my shirt off, I make everybody laugh.
Not intentionally, right?
Yes.
And 31% say he's good with money, which you would agree with because Sarah doesn't let you carry around credit cards or checks.
Right.
You don't have credit cards?
I have a spending problem. It's been handled. Yeah.
He's got a toy problem.
I do.
Let's be honest.
I do.
Yeah. You don't have a credit card.
No, I wasn't allowed.
You have a debit, though.
I got into some problems spending too much money early in the relationship, and thankfully my wife took over and made me sell all my toys.
Okay, Tim's mind is blown.
Yes.
So let's just completely blow the lid off of it. Have you told Tim about how you're not allowed to pee standing up?
Wait,
Tim, I'm not allowed to pee standing up.
Allowed to in your home?
I have acidic urine, and it creates problems. And
you know everyone's urine's acidic, right?
Mine's.
That's
I think
a characteristic
more,
of you know, that's,
urine.
No, and I'm messy.
That's and, it. He's a bad aim.
And I'm not a good flusher, so. You know,
so what does that mean?
You're not a good flusher. You either do or you don't. There's not a continuum where like, that guy's, he's a pretty good flusher.
He's really got good finger action there.
You mean you're, don't hit that button.
No, don't.
Don't even think about it.
Yeah, well,
so does that carry
back and let them
is
talk.
That just at home? Or
yes,
does that carry over?
It's honestly just at home.
So are you excited when you come to work and you get to stand up like a real man?
I'm Yeah, you know, I think they really need to build houses with urinals. I think that would be a good thing. I agree.
I've said that before.
Yeah.
Someday, that's something I'd like to have
right.
in my home. Then I'll feel like I really made it. But in the meantime, when is the last time you stood up using the bathroom in your home?
Well, you know, here's the thing. My wife is listening right now, so I don't want to give it away.
You're already in trouble.
I know.
No, it's husband appreciation this weekend, so you'll be appreciated no matter what you say.
I'll be appreciated because I got her the complete DVD series of Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Why did you do that?
Well, it was on Cozy TV, and she started watching it, and then she was like, we only have season one, autographed by Jane Seymour, by the way, wow. thanks
My
to
God.
Me.
They just needed to put you two in the old folks home.
You got her a gift. For Husband Appreciation Day.
Yeah, well.
You got her a gift for no reason is really the
That's
thing.
Nice.
Right.
That's nice because the bottom of the list, 29% of women say he buys me things.
And I do. So.
And you follow all the rules.
I try to. Look.
You just flipped out about someone not being able to be their self. And now you're telling us you have rules to follow.
Good one,
those
Tim.
Things are opposed to each. You got to be yourself. That's the most important thing. I can't pee standing up. I'm not allowed to have a credit card. That's not being yourself.
She takes care of me.
All right, you can hit the button now.
He's got his hand hovering over the button to hit traffic for like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love you, Sarah. You know that. Thank you. Please don't
Thank
leave
you.
Me.
Thank you for what?
Thank you for letting me love you.
Here is Sue with your traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Discover Card. And thank
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show, minus Lance Hildebrand, but we have the lovely Sue Thomas here with us this morning.
Yay.
Kevin, did you get a text from your wife?
I did. I did.
Not that last segment?
Yeah. She was like, you know, you got to stop spreading lies about you sitting on the toilet. You haven't been on the toilet. You haven't You have not sat on the toilet since you hurt your back because you still leave a mess. And I'm like, I'm working on it. I'm trying. But
You're
you know.
The sittest.
What was it? 56% of women said he's smart.
Okay, let's talk about some happy news out of Steelville, Illinois. Playing with a clean heart. So you know this Queen of Hearts drawing. Are you familiar with this, Tim?
Yeah.
It's so
it's a
great.
Big deal.
For these American Legions, KC Halls.
Explain it really quickly if somebody doesn't know, because we're obsessed with the Queen of Hearts. Not obsessed enough that we've driven to any of these places.
I have.
Oh, that's right, that one place.
It was in Caseyville.
Nice.
I did not win. And you really need a stamp, because you have to put all your information on the back of each little ticket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You need a little stamper. So here's the deal. The rules of the raffle are pretty simple. Each week, tickets are sold and one card is drawn. It's 1 to 54 because they use both jokers. The purchaser picks a number in the beginning and writes it on the back of their ticket. Okay? So they're all facing, you know, you can't see what the cards are. And if the lucky person, the ticket's drawn and the correct number with the Queen of Hearts under it is drawn, you get the pot. Every week, a ticket is drawn, and if there's no winner, more people put money in.
It grows and
grows
and grows
and grows and grows and grows. Well, there were 11 cards left last night in Steelville, Illinois. But there's a new ordinance that says that it has to be capped at 52 weeks in Steelville, Illinois. Mm. So they...
It's almost a year.
They drew... They had to draw 7 tickets to get a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner was Brian Parks of Sparta. $1.5 million.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
$1.5 million. And your odds are way better than like playing the lottery.
Here's the coolest thing.
Wow.
He couldn't even have a celebratory drink. Oh, and if you're not there and your ticket's drawn, you get half the pot.
Oh, wow.
Because a lot of people can't all be there.
Yeah,
That's cool.
He had to go to work the third shift at Spartan Light Metals at 11 p.m.
to tell him he was quitting.
No, he's not going to quit.
He's not going to quit?
He's not quitting, but he said his wife might.
Oh, quit. So he was there for the drawing, got the money, and then was like, I can't even have a drink. I have to go to work.
Yes. So how cool is that?
That's awesome.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Good it's for been, him. Actually, it says that he says that he played every week for the last year and won one Thursday with only 20 tickets in the barrel. They've been doing a raffle for 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
What the heck?
That's so cool.
How great is that? Congratulations to Brian Parks of Sparta. You know, it aggravates people that when outsiders come in
and
could possibly win.
Right.
I don't blame them. I don't even know where Steelville is. Kevin?
No.
By Sparta.
Totally. Entertainment Schmick is coming up in just a minute. We'll talk about Time's most influential people. Not all 100. In the next 6 minutes. Just a
young gun. Entertainment Schmick.
Bunch of movies out this weekend, including I Feel Pretty with Amy Schumer, which Tim saw.
Yeah, people should go see it.
Good Laughs. Super Troopers 2. Traffic. And Lean on Pete. You know.
Lean on Pete.
Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People. You can see the whole list at Y98.com. But this year, a couple records broken. 45 women and 45 people under 40. The most ever in either category. And at 14, Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things is the youngest person to ever make the list, and rightfully so. They don't rank them. They divide them up into different categories. So she's under celebrities and entertainers, along with Sterling K. Brown.
Yeah.
St. Louis represents. Superheroes, Gal Gadot, Hugh Jackman, and Chadwick Boseman from Black Panther. And then Roseanne, Tiffany Haddish, Kumail Nanjiani. I just wanted to see if I could say his name right. He did The Big Sick.
Yeah. He's in great Silicon movie. Valley. Right.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Cardi B made the list. Cardi B! And Oprah, who listens to Cardi B's album like she's listening to smooth jazz. She has never listened to Cardi B's album that way. Trevor Noah from The Daily Show, Jimmy Kimmel, Sean Hannity, Savannah and Hoda. Congratulations. Yeah. And then athletes, Chloe Kim, Olympic snowboarder, and also from the Olympics, Adam Rippon, J.J. Watt of the Houston Texans, because, you know, after everything Houston went through, he raised all that money with the GoFundMe page, which was amazing.
And then he got injured, which was just so terrible.
I know.
You know?
Awful. President Trump makes the list, as does Kim Jong-un. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, by the way, yesterday marked a month until the royal wedding, May 19th. Mark it down on your calendars if you haven't already. I have. It's a Saturday. And Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. He's under politics and not...
Heartthrobs.
Yeah. I think they miscategorized him in this issue.
This is Jen's opinion.
Not a Trudeau fan, Courtney?
I don't look at him like, whoa.
You don't like a guy who's known for his decorative socks.
I don't really care.
He's in the socks.
Bill Murray and his brother, they opened up the Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant down in Florida in 2001. They've taken 17 years to open up the second location. It is in Chicago. 31 TVs, huge bar, lounge with a fireplace, 237 seats, and a bunch of Caddyshack movie memorabilia. The menu even has a cocktail called the Pool Water Martini. Tim, why don't you read what's in
the
drink?
Should I just get right to it?
Yeah.
You got chocolate vodka, Frangelico, blue Curacao.
Yes! Yeah!
And a Baby Ruth candy bar.
Oh, that's funny.
See, moment of redemption here for Tim Conley.
Yeah.
I still looked at it and I was
everything
like...
everything now.
I know, I agree.
Right?
I can't believe you didn't know the word.
I don't drink it.
I actually handed it to you because I was like, I know it's not Caraco, but I can't remember the pronunciation.
Now I want to try it.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Warburton, Putty from Seinfeld. Probably his best known role still. Well, he painted his face and his chest for a New Jersey Devils game, just like Putty used to do on the show. I think that's the reason I love watching Lemony Snicket, Series of Unfortunate Events on Netflix, because he's like the narrator and he shows up at certain times. And I just love his voice, even though he's like saying horrible things.
The Devils! You know that there's like a guy that travels to different NHL games and he's the crazy fan. And they pay him money to dance and be nuts.
It's not the towel guy here,
no,
is it?
No, it's like this...
He's
like,
not even dedicated to a certain team?
No,
I don't like it.
He's disingenuous.
I know. No. I want some loyalty.
Yeah. Celebrities' wives, they're just like us. John Stamos' wife, 20 minutes to give birth.
Does that bother you?
No, both my kids. You know, I didn't feel right. And I said I had to go to the bathroom, and then the nurse came in and she's like, oh, you're having a baby.
Like now.
Yeah, and I had to tell Ryan 3 times. I'm like, can you please? I know you're all enjoying milkshakes in front of me, but can you actually call the nurse? Because something's not. I have to go to the bathroom. No, I was actually in the middle of delivering a baby. And then with Nora, same thing. I was like, oh, let's hope the same thing doesn't happen where they're like, call the doctor. Is he going to make it in time? How far away does he live? Same thing happened with Nora. Like, oh, don't cough or sneeze.
Are you worried when you have to go to the bathroom now that you might have a baby?
No. It's not possible anymore. And TV Tonight, you have on Netflix the second season of the 420 series Dope. The fourth season finale of Jane the Virgin. You also have Harry Styles at the BBC on BBC America. And tonight on CBS, Meghan Markle. American Princess. That'll be a good one. And then second season premiere of Westworld, Sunday night on HBO. Mm. Also the top 14 perform. And then Sunday on TBS, Drop the Mic, Molly Ringwald versus John Cryer, and Odell Beckham Jr. versus Shawn Mendes. I'm putting my money on Shawn Mendes. Just saying.
Have you watched an episode?
Nope. That's Entertainment Schmade.
What about you, Tim?
I have. Yeah, I really like it. They just did Jerry Springer versus Ricky Lake.
And they're like rap battles,
it's
right?
It's a rap battle. Yeah, but I mean, I think they have a whole team of writers and stuff that write stuff for them, but it's funny. And some people are really good. Like, some people really surprise you.
Get them?
Oh, yeah. They'll stick it to it. Man, the Backstreet Boys were on there against Charlie Puth, and he was just ripping them to shreds. It was really, really funny.
Oh, yeah, I would put my money on Charlie Puth.
Yeah. He came out on top.
AJ McLean.
No. They were funny, though. They showed me something. I got a little more spec for Backstreet now.
All right. Sue Thomas now with a look at traffic. Traffic brought to you by Courtney and Company. Happy Friday to you. Happy payday to us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Are you getting paid?
There's cupcakes out there.
Tim's getting paid in cupcakes. You can have mine.
Oh, thank you. It's very generous.
A lot of stuff going on this weekend, and Tim will have a rundown of the cool things in St. Louis to do this weekend in the 9 o'clock hour. But Earth Day is this Sunday, mm-hmm. and we're a part of a celebration in Forest Park.
Yes.
The St. Louis Earth Day Festival at Forest Park. There's going to be food and all kinds of different events and stuff that people can get involved in. They should come down and hang out.
Yeah, I like our new company, Entercom. They have this thing called One Thing. Like, what's the one thing you can do to make the environment better? We'll get to Kevin in just a second with that one. But I like it. When they first showed up, they said, you know, you have all these paper cups for coffee. We're going to get rid of those. Like, they gave everybody coffee mugs. We have all these coffee mugs in a dishwasher here. Why can't we just use coffee mugs?
I never conformed to the paper cup thing. I always used a mug. I know I was breaking the rules because of there could be a spill. but I risked it.
Yeah.
For the environment.
But it's a big deal. And did you see what Live Nation is doing?
I saw that this morning. It's so cool.
Hollywood Casino Amphitheater and all of Live Nation, they've committed to removing all single-use plastic straws. They're going to use a paper straw at the amphitheater. And they said at all their amphitheaters across the United States, like over 45, they said it'll stop the use of over 3 million plastic straws ending up in landfills.
Wow.
Because
wow.
The paper ones are, you know, biodegradable.
I did an interview with somebody from the zoo last week for a public affairs show. And just one family getting rid of plastic bags going grocery shopping saves like 15,000 bags from going into the ocean or water.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. One family just making the switch. But did you know that being environmentally sound also has a lot to do with your dating life?
Tell me more.
They did a study, Tim. They did a study, and on the app Zoosk, it's a dating app.
How do you spell it?
Z-O-O-S-K.
Zoosk.
Zoosk. 78% of people on Zoosk said they want to date someone who cares about the environment. 74% of people said that if they saw someone litter on a date, it's a deal breaker.
Oh,
totally
yeah.
Agree.
Yeah. I think that number's low.
I do too. Litterers. What is your problem? And you know what always aggravates me? I've seen people get out of their car with a trash can a few feet away and just dump their stuff in a parking lot.
Why?
Oh, that makes me crazy.
It's like there's a trash can right there.
Yeah. No one's ever going to love you. At least not 74% of people.
By the way, do you know what Kevin's one thing was? Like, Entercom had this whole survey we had to answer, and at the end it was like, what's your one thing? They had already talked about it in meetings, so we all knew it was an environmental initiative.
I said my belief in Jesus Christ, because the power of Jesus can overcome anything.
You didn't know what it meant.
I had no idea.
Live from the Plaza Motor Studios, this is KYKY-FM and HD.
Y98, it's Courtney and Company at 7:09. We have news and traffic coming up in just a couple minutes.
We also have Schmackdown at 7:40 with your chance to win Camila Cabello tickets at the pageant sold-out show. That's around 7:40 this morning. And brand new segment, Tim's taking it over for Lance this week, looking for Love in the Lou at 8:10.
Foodstuffs today. So it is, in fact, April 20th, also known as 420. So lots of things being celebrated for 420.
What does that mean?
Why?
Sorry?
What does 420 mean?
It is, I believe, comes from the police code from marijuana.
Yeah.
And so people celebrate April 20th.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, no, you guys wouldn't know anything about that. McDonald's claims they don't know anything about that either. They claim this is not a 420 promotion. And in their defense, they're going to be doing this next Friday as well. But here's the deal. You can get a free order of medium fries at McDonald's today with any purchase that's at least a dollar, but you got to use Apple Pay.
Oh, we had that listener call in yesterday, and she said she always scores stuff with the McDonald's app. So, Kev.
I know.
Do you know how to use Apple Pay?
No. But I need to get on that, because that's like my second home.
McDonald's?
Yeah. Yes.
Before you get too excited, your wife won't let you have a credit card. I'm not sure if she's going to let you get involved in Apple Pay.
It makes it
even easier.
Right.
So that's going on at McDonald's. And then locally, the High Point Drive-In, not too far from here, which is a great place. They're going all out for their 420 menu. We're going to start with this. The Flamin' Hot Cheetos Cupcake.
What?
It is a cupcake that involves crushed Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
I like regular Cheetos.
It's bound with an egg and topped with mac and cheese, then piled high with pulled pork and dabbed with barbecue sauce.
Okay, it's a savory cupcake.
Yeah, it's not a real
cupcake.
Not a
great name.
Let me see what it looks like. Oh, it looks pretty. Pretty meaty.
You had me at mac and cheese.
It looks really good, right?
Yeah, it does sound kind of good.
They've got that. They've also got what they're calling bacon blunts.
What are those?
It's basically bacon-wrapped mac and cheese.
Ooh.
And they look, check that out.
Oh, those look good.
I'm not a fan of bacon in my mac and cheese. I know it sounds crazy. I don't like it.
It's not in your mac and cheese. It's outside of
I know. I'm just saying the two flavors together.
Not your thing. Maybe this is more your size. The Stony Island dog.
Ooh, I love a Coney Island.
It's a hot dog piled high with chili, cheese sauce, Cool Ranch Dorito dust.
Yes.
And pizza rolls.
All of it.
No.
Pizza rolls?
Yes.
Yeah.
You could really hurt yourself on that. Are they just fresh out of the oven? Because you will get burned.
Oh, yeah. Every time you're like, you can't wait.
I know.
There's something
you have to blow inside of it.
You do the thing where push it. Yeah. So you get more leverage. Anyway, all that at the High Point Drive-In. They're going all out for 420. And then also 420, people like to talk about snack foods. We're going to talk about...
sweet snack foods?
The most underrated snacks of all time.
All right.
Thrillist ranks them. Do you guys have any underrated ones that you can think of?
I don't know what's underrated and what's not underrated. I saw the number one. That's the only one I can remember.
So they're sweet?
Sweet snacks. Snickety snacks, if you will.
Snickety snacks. Number six, cheese nips.
No, I don't like those.
What are cheese nips?
They're kind of like Cheez-Its, but they're just not.
Yeah.
Anything with nip in it, I'm not a big fan.
I would agree with that. Number five, Smarties.
I don't like Smarties.
No.
Really?
Yeah, they're like a lame sweet tart.
They're not as sweet as sweet tarts, but they're not as bad as Necco wafers. Mm. If Lance was here, we'd have him weigh in. He's a Necco wafer fan. Number four, bagel chips. I used to love bagel chips. Like they were trendy, and now they're not around as much.
Yeah,
right?
Those aren't sweet though.
No, they're not sweet. These are just snacks. I guess.
Yeah.
Number three, these are sweet. Crackle, Mr. Good Bar, and 100 Grams.
Oh, yeah.
I'm big on Mr. Good Bar.
But the minis, the Hershey minis.
That's you see them mostly, you think them miniature, but like they can hold their own. That's the point.
I think I only eat those around Halloween.
No, I love a Mr. Good Bar, but not Crackle.
Don't sleep on Crackle. number two, Ding Dongs, underrated.
I do like a Ding Dong.
I agree. They say ho-hos get most of the hostess love, but Ding Dongs should not be overlooked. I agree with that.
They don't do anything for me.
Ooh, really? Good Ding Dong.
I used to get Ding Dongs in my lunch at school.
I actually saw a recipe to make your own Ding Dong cake. I wasn't going to do it, but I mean, lots of people posted it.
But if you want to search for it on Pinterest, Courtney's guest.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Number one, Nutty Buddy.
Nutty Bars!
That's right!
The best, most delicious. Little Debbie has the best one because they're not too big.
Do I know? Oh!
It's like a cross between Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and a Kit Kat
bar. My very favorite.
I like those wafer cookies.
Oh, I love them. And I pull it apart and you want to be able to... Sometimes you want to save the end and the peanut butter comes off on the one wafer. It's a problem, I know, but I like to pull them apart and savor my Nutty Bar.
Yeah, it's an adventure. It's a challenge.
By the way, make sure you go to littledebbie.com for that, because if you go to nuttybuddy.com, it's an athletic cup. It's a jockstrap.
An underrated jockstrap, too, though. So it qualifies.
Don't you think that's regional? Nutty Buddy. I always call it a Nutty Bar. You know what I'm talking about?
It says they used to be known as Nutty Bars, so I think they switched the name.
They did not. Lil Debbie's still Nutty Bar.
Yeah.
Nope, it's Nutty Buddy if you go to their website.
They switched because they got in trouble with the jockstrap people, probably. Yeah.
No, that one's Nutty Buddy, too. Wow. Nuttybuddy.com is going to get your athletic protective cup. There you go. Things you didn't know and food stuff.
Right.
The news is brought to you by the exceptional doctors and nurses of SSM Health Medical Group, where better health care comes from knowing your child better. Some sun today and a high of 64. And as you need your sunglasses for your commute, Sue Thomas is going to help you along. Traffic brought to you by BP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.